Hi, this is Evan the Holy Fear, and you are talking sports with Randy Harris.
Randy's on the sports scene, he's working all the time. Brings you all the scores you need, so get him on the line. Pick up the phone and call him now and say what's on your mind. They should pay him double, cause he's working overtime.
Evan the Holy Fear.
Jim Palmer,
Tony Fernandez, Hardy Nickerson.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy.
This is Bill Murphy.
My two men, Randy Savage.
Ray Nitschke.
Chris Evert.
George Foreman. And I'm talking sports with Randy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy Harris. I don't think he believes it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's very important you don't stink today.
The Macho Man Randy Savage, and when I want to catch up on all the sports, I listen to the Randy Harris Show. That's the bottom line.
Hey everybody, this is Wegs in the studio in lovely Clearwater, having some good weather today. I am flying solo, but Randy is on the road and on the line with us. How you doing, Randy?
Hey, what's going on? I really thought it was later than it is. I was just going to call in real quick to say hello.
Hello.
I'm coming to you live from Marine Land in, what city are we in? In St. Augustine. hanging out here. I didn't even know what city I'm in. Some really very cool breaking news, which is the main reason why I wanted to call in. We talked a little bit last night on Knockout Radio about our buddy who is running off with titles right and left in the mixed martial arts world.
Yes, sir.
Just recently won in Atlanta, or in Georgia. I'm not sure if it's Atlanta. And tell everybody who we're talking about.
We're talking about friend of the show, Giancarlo Herrera, also known as La Pulga.
Well, Gian boarded a plane this morning to fly to Las Vegas, Nevada, to meet with Ray Sefo and Ali. And he's signing a contract, and he will be fighting for the World Series of Fighting November 15th in Tampa, Florida.
And we will be out there covering that event. Well, when I say we, I am talking about myself and Sean. You will be unable to attend, is that correct?
Correct. It's really a crappy day for a wedding because you've got UFC that night, you've got Bellator that night, you've got World Series of Fighting in town that night, and I'm going to go to a wedding back in St. Augustine. So I got to do what I got to do family-wise. You guys will go out there and cover that. I know there's a lot to talk about. I don't want to take much of the time, but like I said, I just thought it would be cool real quick to call in, see what's on your mind, see if there's anything you wanted to yap about, and then I'll hang up.
Yeah, definitely wanted. That's good to throw a shout out to our buddy there, but obviously the big news right now here in the Tampa Bay area is Isaiah Harris, formerly of the Bucks. He was the player development director, getting fired for the DUI arrest. How big of a black eye is this? Is this as big a deal as people are making of this?
You know, the thing that bothers me when stuff like this happens is now they're going to associate that DUI to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yeah.
Or that DUI to the NFL. And unfortunately, people go out and do stupid things. It doesn't mean that there's drunks with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. It doesn't mean that there's drunks with the NFL. It just means this guy who made a mistake, and he should pay for it, you know, made a mistake, and he's now going to pay for it. So I'm okay with the firing as well, because it all comes from above, and if your leaders go out and make these kind of mistakes, then it's easier for the players to go out and make these kinds of mistakes. So I think Lovey, tried to make a statement. Would it be the same statement if it was a bigger name, if it was somebody further up? We don't know. So let's just take it at what it's worth, and it was a good decision, and let's move on.
So, one thing I literally just thought of this. You have Isaiah Harris, player development director, gets fired hours after the incident occurs. But you have somebody like Jim Irsay, an owner who has had issues in the past. He gets in trouble recently. He was suspended by the NFL for 6 games, fined $500,000. 1 year probation, but he's still the owner of the team. Is it different because We're talking somebody that's part of the staff as opposed to somebody who actually owns the franchise?
Absolutely, 1,000%.
Okay.
You know, there's double standards. And he's certainly not going to fire himself.
Sure.
Because those decisions come from above. So when it's the owner that makes those, you know, those mistakes, who's going to fire him other than the commissioner, other than taking the team from him? And so it is entirely different. And in Harris's case, no relation. You know, players are going to these guys for guidance, the young guys, the young kids, the rookies, the second-year players. And like I said, how do you go to a guy and ask for advice when you've already done it? So it is entirely different, and I don't necessarily have a problem with it. Irsay owns the team. He paid the consequences. He paid a large fine. He paid the piper, the suspensions and all that kind of stuff, and that's the advantage to being the owner. So this Harris guy needs to now go out and make a lot of money and buy a football team, and then that way he won't get fired.
I'm glad you brought up the fact that young guys go to these individuals for guidance. Harris's job description as the player development director, straight from the Bucks media guide, is he's responsible for the, quote, personal and professional growth of football players through guidance and support with a focus on five core areas. Those core areas are career development, career transition, continuing education, financial education, and player assistance services. Looks like he's going to have to be working on his own career transition. Is this something that is going to affect him no matter where he goes, or will he be able to sign with another team in the same or a similar position?
You know, we kind of talked about this last night on Knockout Radio, and you know, we're a forgiving country. We're forgiving people.
Sure.
And so, yeah, in due time, I mean, he'll get another job. But because of what his description is and was, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers had no choice but to let him go. Again, how can players go to him, you know, with problems, with issues, you know, like I said, if he can't handle his own house? So I think he will rebound. He'll find another job. We always do when we say stupid things or do stupid things. You know, it may be a year before he gets back in the business. But, you know, like I said, he'll learn from his mistakes and hopefully next time not get caught. Ha 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 ha.
Now, obviously this hasn't been the only news for the Bucks recently. Last weekend was, I'll put it nicely, really awfully abysmal. Getting shellacked by the Fighting Flaccos here in Tampa. Where do you go from here? What do you have to work on as a team? You have the bye week coming up this weekend. They're 1-5. Looked like they had some momentum. Obviously, they've completely lost that. Where do you go from here?
You know, it's a building situation. You know, and fans tend to forget that. A lot of fans said right out of the blocks, Lovie Smith is here, we're going to the Super Bowl. Lovie Smith is here, we're going to the playoffs. Lovie Smith is here, we're going to go 10-6. It's a building process. There's guys on this team that don't, still 6 weeks in, they don't understand the system yet. They've got to buy into it. You know, we've talked about it with Will Golston on Monday. You know, if you're out of place, it's going to affect that entire play. The guys back in 02, when the Tampa 2 was as dominant as it was, every player knew that their responsibility was their own position. There's guys maybe a little bit out of place right now. They're trying to do a little bit too much. And when they all buy into it, and I think they will, it just takes time. Remember when Dungy first got here, the records were about the same. I think the players on this team, most of the players on this team are quality football players. And I just think it's going to take some time. They're not going to have a very, you know, obviously winning record this year, but Just give them time. They'll be fine.
Now, I think you brought up 2002. That was immediate. That was an immediate return on investment when they brought Gruden in. And I think some of the fans may still be hearkening back to then. They remember when, oh, we brought in a new coach, and all of a sudden there was immediate success.
The difference is, though, Alex, the difference is that the team in 01 was just a few players away. The team in 01 was just a few games away, a few small plays away. This Tampa Bay Buccaneer team from last year was a lot further away than the 01 team when Gruden came in 02. It's an entirely different situation, and for fans to think it's the same, you know, is ludicrous. It's crazy because last year's team was awful. the beginning of this year's team is awful. It's consistent. It's totally different. And I think in time, with another, you know, a few more good players and a few more changes, and if Lennon stays the quarterback, or, you know, if McCown comes back healthy, it's all going to take time. It's not going to happen overnight, and I think that's what a lot of people kind of fell into.
One of the things that I feel, obviously this was one of the only bright points of the game, was Glennon. You brought up if he's continuing to do what he's doing. He had more passing yards than Flacco did. So, I mean, it's not like he's been...
That's deceiving, too, though. That's a deceiving stat, because when you're 35 points down, you're going to get more passing yards than the team that's 35 points up. You're going to run the ball a whole lot more when you're up 35 than when you're down 35. So, yeah, he did have more passing yards. He obviously had less touchdowns. So, it's deceiving. You know, I like Glennon. I think he is the future. But I think that stat kind of says more than it really should.
Okay. All right. I see what you're saying there. He was 24 for 44, so he wasn't quite as efficient as he's been in the past.
I'm going to need to check out for a little bit. I'm being yelled at that I'm holding up the tour here at Marine Land.
So
I'm going to turn it back over to you. Go ahead and do your business. I know Queer Eye for the Sports Guy is coming up momentarily.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll try to call back in before the end of the show.
Sounds great. Have a fun time over there at Marine Land in St. Augustine, and hope we get to talk to you before the end of the show.
I'll try to call back. Thanks, Mike.
And Randy, as we said, he's out in Utnaboot, as they say up in Canada. We're talking about what exactly it was that we saw at Ray J this past weekend. We had one of the big things that I wanted to point out, obviously Glennon, we already talked about him a little bit, but the rookie abilities and the rookie impact, one of the stats that I saw was, if I find it here, where is it? I just had it. Anyway, the rookies caught 15 of the 45 passes that were thrown by Glennon, and of those, 10 of them went to Seferian Jenkins, Evans, and Heron. So you have your draft guys that are having some immediate impact. And I think that the young guys, the rookies, and then Glennon being in his sophomore year, you put all that together, you keep them together, keep them working together as much as possible. Even if McCown comes back and he's healthy, if you have very few good things going, why change a good thing? Let me know what you guys think. 866-826-1340. That's 866-1340. Going to the phones. Rob, how you doing today, sir?
Pretty good, Wags. I think me, you, Randy Harris, and Big Ed can play better than the Bucks. And Mike Clemens, the man.
He
ain't no good.
We have our own team.
See, the problem with the Bucks, mm-hmm. they need to draft some more quarterbacks. And I got a prediction.
Okay.
The San Francisco Giants beat the Kansas City Royals next week in the World Series.
Okay, in how many games?
Say four.
You think it's a sweep?
Yep.
Wow, that's pretty bold. The Royals have won 8 in a row. You think that they're just going to...
They won 11 in a row. Dating back to 1985, Wags. Wags, I know my sports, buddy.
Fair point. If you're going strictly postseason, yeah, that's a true statement. In recent history, on their current run in the postseason, you think they're just going to hit a wall and Giants are going to sweep through him, no problem.
Yep.
That's
Randy Harris, so we got to talk more about Tampa Bay Lightning and Orlando Magic.
Absolutely. We're gonna as the season starts to kick off for the Magic, we'll be able to talk a little bit more for them. But definitely Lightning. I have Lightning notes. They've been doing okay. They had the homestand just recently. Went 2-1-1, and was the most recent game was a little rough for him against the Devils.
Well, the Jersey Devils again. giveaway.
Sure, yeah. Yeah,
you
Devils are...
Devils. Randy got any great giveaways today?
You know, I don't think he does. We're working on some stuff with some new guys, but we'll definitely let you guys, let everybody know in the coming weeks what we have to give away. As we were talking about, we have the Lightning coming up. So with that, we'll hit this first break. This is Talking Sports with Randy Harris. In for Randy is his Wegs, brought to you by PostShare.com.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
PostShare is the first mobile application that lets you post and share real-time content socially. Track the views and get rewarded for it. With an easy posting process, it's time you, the user, get rewarded for your posts. Download for free from the App Store and Google Play.
Since 2004, Staff Zone has been the superior choice for construction, industrial, and special event staffing. Staff Zone currently has 20 locations throughout the Southeast and Texas. Servicing thousands of clients annually, Staff Zone is blue-collar staffing excellence, and we want to work for you. Call us today at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business.
Buccaneer Beads, Inc. specializes in having the largest selection and lowest pricing on Gasparilla, Mardi Gras parade beads, and party needs in Tampa Bay. Buccaneer Beads, Inc. is family-owned and operated by a mother-daughter team and a member of the Ybor Chamber of Commerce. Buccaneer Beads, Inc. offers a wide variety of products and services, including discounts and wholesale pricing on bulk orders. Call Buccaneer Beads today at 813-664-8571 or stop by 3808 East Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Got booty? Get booty at Buccaneer Beads.
AthletesOriginals.com features original t-shirt designs by athletes for the fans and available for men, women, and children. Over 70 athletes call AthleteOriginals.com home, including Tampa Bay linebacker Jonathan Casillas and lineman Will Golston. Baseball, football, basketball, and hockey are covered. So is MMA, curling, track and field, and much more. Don't be like everyone else. Be original. Check them out online at AthleteOriginal.com and enjoy easy-to-use website and shopping by sport, athlete, brand, or design. AthleteOriginals.com. You will be glad you did.
Amy's Day Spa is a luxury full-service day spa located in South Tampa at 2001 West Kennedy Boulevard. You'll be welcomed with warm personal attention the moment you walk in the door. We have a wonderful staff that strive to make you feel and look your absolute best. It is our mission to help you relax and escape the pressure and stress that stand in your way of achieving a healthier, more vibrant, and youthful you. Call Amy and her staff today at 813-348-1373.
Build your collection at Shooter's World. Refine your skills on the 5-star gun range at Shooter's World. Attend a class led by expert instructors at Shooter's World. Shooter's World is located at 116 East Fletcher in Tampa and is Florida's largest firearm store, indoor public shooting range, and training facility. Shooter's World also offers quite the unique and exciting venue for your party or corporate events. For more information, call 813-381-1111 or shootersworld.com. Shooter's World is a proud sponsor of the Players Show and Go Bucks!
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
Regal Entertainment Group, where we do entertainment big. Regal Cinemas Theaters feature stadium seating, crystal clear picture quality, and the latest of digital surround sound. Interested in free movies, popcorn, soft drinks, and more? Join the Regal Crown Club. Membership is free. As a member, you'll earn credits for free concessions and movie tickets, learn about monthly offers, and can create your own personalized movie page. Sign up at regmovies.com or at any Regal Cinemas Theater. Become a Regal Crown Club member today.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
It's Chuck the Iceman Liddell, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Mm-hmm. know that's a new one on me, Ed. What's that song?
That's Naughty Naughty.
Huh.
I think you were conceived probably about this time.
Oh, my. Gotta love the music selection.
You might have heard it in the womb or something.
My mom is sitting there with headphones on her stomach. Oh, boy. Thank you again to Rob for bringing up the Bolts. As he said, the Devils are a tough team perennially. That's exactly what Nabokov, he got his first start in between the pipes for the Lightning this year. Had 23 saves. Pretty good effort. Wasn't quite good enough. The Bolts lost 2-1. But that's one thing he was saying in the post-game locker room interviews was once you see the Devils on the schedule, you know they're going to be a tough team. They're typically a high-scoring team. They have a pretty solid offense. And as far as I know, they have the highest-scoring offense so far in this very young season. So that was to be expected, and the Bolts matched them, and they actually outshot the Devils 26-23. So it was a game that they could have won. There was a no-goal call in the first. Nikita Kucherov thought that he had a wraparound goal earlier in the first, but was called a no-goal, upheld once they reviewed that. There was a power play early in the second period where two shots rang off the post. So, I mean, there's the opportunities. They're there. And, again, one game does not a season make. There's plenty more to go. But it's encouraging to see that they're winning their home stands. It was only 5 out of the 8 possible points. Stamkos said after the game they usually try to want to get 6 points, make sure they're a tough team at home so that opposing teams have to really, really work just to get a couple points. And they felt like they let a couple slip away, which is understandable. I think there's a lot of expectation that's on this team that was not there at the beginning of last season. And again, it's sort of like what the Bucks did. They have a very active offseason. They bring in a couple new guys. They had a very good draft. They have re-signings of big players, namely Callahan. So the expectation is there, and the players feel it, obviously. But we'll see how it goes. And speaking of the draft, the number one NHL prospect, Jonathan Drouin from Halifax, he's down in up in Syracuse. Went back up there for a rehab assignment, and he was planning on making his debut in Vancouver, but he had fractured his right thumb earlier on in the training camp. He did it on 18 September. He's been having some limited practice the entire time, but he still hasn't had a chance to make his debut, and he missed all of the preseason. So he went up to Syracuse to get a little game time up with the AHL affiliate. They've obviously done a really good job of grooming those younger players, so it's kind of encouraging to see that he's at least going to get some quality experience up there while he's getting ready to make his debut with the big club. So hopefully that will happen sooner rather than later, but it's looking like it won't be until he gets his hairline fracture in his hand taken care of. So we will see how that goes. We had some more movement this week with the Rays. Obviously, the big news out of St. Pete is Andrew Friedman leaving to go be the first president of baseball operations for the LA Dodgers. Good for him. It's good to see guys who really make their names with the Rays going out and doing great things and getting bigger opportunities. Obviously, that's a huge market. He's going to have a lot on his hands right away. So he's going to be dealing with big talent over there, and obviously the best to him. It's going to be Matt Silverman, the former team president, who's taking over as president of baseball operations, and Brian Auld, who's going to be the new, who was the senior vice president of business ops, now taking over as team president. So we'll see how things go with that. It's good that quote unquote local guys are getting opportunities. It's even better that when somebody like that leaves, we don't have to go out and get somebody else to fill a spot. Being able to keep somebody or a couple people to take over that spot who are in-house allows them to use their experience with the club, and hopefully there's a quote-unquote seamless transition. Will it happen? Obviously, way too early to tell. Off-season just started for the Rays. The season itself still isn't over. We still have the World Series to take place between the Royals and the Giants. We'll get to those championship series individually here in a little bit. It's really important to reassure everybody on our staff and our fans that we're in great shape. That was what Brian Auld said is his initial priority when asked in his press conference. Great shape. I think that's a very, very relative term, especially coming off the first losing season for the Rays since I think it was 2007. So you're thinking, okay, great shape. What does he really mean by that, and how is everybody in the organization, and especially the fans, going to take that? One of the big questions that has come from this is, okay, losing season, we haven't had one in a long time, starting to shake things up, what about Madden? One of the questions that was brought up earlier in the season by Sean was, he said, is Madden going to be around for the next season? He has been, I won't say too vocal, but he was leaning towards this might be Madden's last year with the Rays. He has one more year on his contract. He's done after 2015. With this movement of Friedman to LA, this sort of brings up more questions as to, would Madden follow him? Obviously, there's a relationship there. They've worked well together here in St. Pete, and that chemistry between those two positions is helpful. Madden came out and said, absolutely not. He's already addressed the situation, saying that no matter what, he is planning on remaining the Rays manager. Quote, I am a Ray, and I'm going to be with the Rays, and I'm hoping to be with them for a long time. There's nothing, honestly, to talk about. I have not been approached. I'm not going to anticipate being approached. I have another year on my contract. I'm sure that we're going to talk a little bit more, but this is not about me. This is about Andrew. Fair points all around. It is interesting to note that Madden still has his house in the LA area, so he has foothold there from when he was with the Angels. You think that it may be a good opportunity for him to go out there, but A, he's already been there, done that in the big market, in that particular big market. Yes, he would be with Andrew if he went out to the Dodgers. Would the Angels be in a position to get rid of Socha, or would Madden go to some other position on the coaching staff? I don't think so. I think he did the right thing in addressing the fact that he wants to stay a Ray for as long as possible. I think he's done way too much here to want to walk away. He has used the small ball, small market, sabermetric, however you want to call it, the quote-unquote money ball. He's used all of that and his work with the front office to their advantage, and obviously this was the first losing year since 07, so they've had that success. He has turned a very small market team into a team that has rivalries now, a situation where Randy likes to say it's not a rivalry if it's one-sided, and you have the Yankees that come to town, the Red Sox that come to town, these big market, especially AL East teams that it's always a dogfight, and not only is it a fight on the scoreboard, but it can get to physical altercations, as we've seen multiple times throughout the years between the teams on the field. That is honestly great for Tampa Bay fans. All of that competitiveness, I feel, draws fans in. Whether or not they show up to the stadium, that's another thing to be addressed at a later date. But you really think that keeping him here is in the best interest of the Rays. That's my opinion. What does everybody else think? 866-826-1340. Definitely let us know what you feel, what you think. Let us know. With that, we're going to hit our next break. This is Talking Sports with Randy Harris. I am Alex, sitting in for Randy, who is in St. Augustine at Marineland. Make sure to check out our title sponsor, PostShare.com. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
PostShare is the first mobile application that lets you post and share real-time content socially. Track the views and get rewarded for it. With an easy posting process, it's time you, the user, get rewarded for your posts. Download for free from the App Store and Google Play.
If you want to look your best, you need Mick for Hair. Mick Ferrari is Tampa Bay's hairstylist to the stars. Mick has spent 25 years keeping the Bay Area beautiful and is the official hair care provider for Talking Sports. To look your best, you need to go to the best. And the best in the Bay is Mick Ferrari. For information or to book your consultation with Mick, visit his website at mickforhair.com. That's mickforhair.com. Call Mick for Hair direct at 727-573-9711. That's 573-9711.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card, just $25 for Florida residents, and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
Zoom Air Adventure Park Orlando, zip lining at its best. A Zoom Air Adventure is a great outing for families, friends, or co-workers. This entertaining self-propelled attraction gives both nature lovers and challenge seekers the opportunity to enjoy the thrill of adventure.
Thrill of adventure.
Feel your adrenaline pump as you conquer abundant treetop challenges, including exhilarating rides on our zip line. Visit zoomair.us for more information. That's zoomair.us.
West Coast Van Rentals has proudly served all of Florida and South Georgia for over 20 years. They specialize in 12 and 15 passenger van rentals and offer statewide delivery service. At West Coast Van Rentals, they don't just pick you up, they actually bring the vans to you. For reservations, call 1-800-600-VANS and mention promo code WTAN1340 for a 10% discount off your daily and weekly rates.
AthleteOriginals.com features original t-shirt designs by athletes for the fans, available for men, women, and children. Over 70 athletes call AthleteOriginals.com home, including Tampa Bay linebacker Jonathan Casillas and lineman Will Golston. Baseball, football, basketball, and hockey are covered, but so is MMA, curling, track and field, and much more. Don't be like everyone else. Be original. Check them out online at AthleteOriginals.com and enjoy the easy-to-use website and shop by sport, athlete, brand, or design. AthleteOriginals.com. You will be glad you did.
The PressBox Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the PressBox also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The PressBox Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Bob the Beast Sapp, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris. I'm going to knock him out.
Any way you want it, that's the way you need it. Any way you want it. She loves to laugh. She loves to sing. She does everything.
Journey by request. Requested by me. Good stuff. Good stuff. All right, we were talking some about the Rays and what they're going to be doing in the near future. What does the Friedman departure to the Dodgers mean? What does it mean for the fans? What does it mean for Madden? Principal owner Stuart Sternberg and president of baseball ops Matt Silverman, they've made clear that the goals haven't changed and neither has the Rays philosophy. So Silverman stated, quote, "I know it's going to be different and it's going to take some time to adjust. The beauty is that the gentlemen leading this baseball operations organization have been doing so for many years. My job and my priority is to continue the great work that we've done and continue with the challenge that we face every year of defying the odds. Our guys, they thrive on that challenge. It drives us, it drives Joe Maddon, it drives the players in the clubhouse. It's going to be the driving force as we try to continue to innovate with our department, try new things, be bold, and get back to our winning ways." So, situation normal. That's what they say. Does there need to be some sort of change? I mean, obviously, we've seen one change, but is further shakeup needed? The Rays have been successful for so long, but obviously those expectations were not met last year. So what does everybody think? Give us a call, 866-826-1340. That's 866-TAN-1340. You can hit me up on Twitter, at K-O-Wegs. That's K-O-W-E-G-S. You can also go to the Knockout Radio fan page. It's real easy, knockoutradio.com, and that's what we use for both Knockout Radio. Well, actually, Knockout Radio, the player show every Monday night, 7 o'clock at the Press Box Sports Emporium in Tampa, and, of course, this show, Talking Sports with Randy Harris. So I want to hear what everybody thinks. Where is this offseason going to be driven over the next couple months as we get ready for next year? Obviously not quite thinking that far ahead for two teams. We have the Royals facing off against the Giants. Giants have obviously been there more recently and with some frequency. Royals haven't been there since 85, as Rob pointed out earlier. That's sort of been the storyline in general, is holy crap, the Royals, they're in. They've been doing so well recently, and really it was you kind of feel bad, at least I do, for the Orioles, because it was like they were just facing the wrong team at the wrong time, because it's all about when you hit your streak. Baseball in general is a game of when you are doing great, you want to keep that going as long as possible. When you are doing kind of bad, then it's going to take some time to get back to your winning ways. It's all about when you're hitting your stride, and obviously this is the time for the Royals. Can they keep that going? Ned Yost, quality coach. I've been a fan. I don't know why, what it was about him necessarily, but when I was growing up, there's no professional team in my area, really. I'm from Kentucky, so the closest thing we had were the Reds. So if that makes any that should make sense why I'm a Braves fan, because I like to follow teams that do well, especially as a kid. So I was watching him with Javi Lopez, Mark Remlinger, Chipper Jones when he was young, Andrew Jones when he was in his prime, Mark Lemke, Andres Big Cat Galarraga when he was playing still. You had, obviously, Smoltz, Glavin, Maddox, even your John Rocker for a time. Ned Yost was a part of all of that, and so he had the experience on the coaching staff then. This is he's been with the Royals for a while. Obviously, first trip to the postseason as a head coach, and I think that that's probably playing into a lot of what he's doing. His experience with the Braves, because they were perennial NL East winners. They were always in contention. They were always making the playoffs. That was a foregone conclusion. So the ability for him to take what he learned in Atlanta and keep this train going, that is the Royals, to be able to mentor and guide the young players, the Duffys, the Lorenzo Cain's, who Lorenzo Cain, by the way, absolutely phenomenal. Just 8 for 15, 5 runs, was very impressive in the field. Just stepping up, everybody stepping up, and so it was kind of hard for them to. Well, I don't know. Was it kind of hard? That's pretty hard to keep up with. But you had Jason Vargas was in. He was the starting pitcher for the deciding game 4. Went 5 2/3 innings of 1-run ball. Really impressive the entire time. Royals bullpen has been unhittable and continued to be unhittable for the rest of the game. Didn't really allow any sort of opportunity once they took over. And so we'll see how it goes. And hopefully all of the Royals fans, everybody is staying safe. I'm sure that it was a pretty big deal for many hours after the game. Paul Rudd even went on to the field and was interviewed. He was ecstatic. He offered only a $5 cover charge to his grandmother's house because he was going to have a kegger for anybody that wanted to show up. So, obviously, very big deal for Kansas City fans. A little bit on the other side of the spectrum, obviously. It's a big deal to make it to the World Series. But, again, the Giants have been there. This is their third time since 2010. They won in 10 and 12, excuse me. So, little bit of a walk in the park for them. Speaking of walk in the park, that's how they won, really. Travis Ishikawa, bottom of the 9th, gets up, hits a 3-run walk-off home run as he was the unlikely hero for the Giants. Did his best professional man of leisure trot around the bases before getting mobbed by the entire team there at home plate. This is going to be a huge battle. Obviously, Madison Bumgarner, a big part of why the Giants have been rolling. You only get to see him one game, maybe 2 games, depending on how they do their rotation. They're going to try to get him in 2 games, I'm positive, for the series. During the LCS, he pitched in 2 games, 1-0, 1.72 ERA, only gave up 9 hits total, 3 runs total, 3 walks, 12 strikeouts. The Cardinals were only hitting 170 off of him, and he had a 0.77 walks plus hits per inning pitch. So, stellar. Obviously stellar. He was the NLCS MVP. And it's, in my opinion, it's kind of tough. You obviously need pitching. That's something you're going to base your games around, is what your pitching staff has been doing and who's performing. But you got to have your hitting. You got to have your offense to be able to score those runs. Because if they're not on, then they won't be able to take care of those maybe handful of mistakes that a pitcher will inevitably make no matter how on they are. You say, are you going to base your team around a pitcher or batting? In my opinion, the most consistent batters, that's you're going to be doing well in the postseason if you have your guys hitting. That was one of the big problems for the Rays during the season, is their pitching was there. Their pitching, even though they were hurt continuously, they were still able to stick in it, and they were putting in quality performances. Bullpen was a little shaky, but the starters were pretty solid, and yet Rays kept losing because they couldn't provide any run support. So it's going to be interesting. We'll see. It's not quite the storyline as Royals Cardinals because of the proximity, but recent success for the Giants, haven't been there since 85 for the Royals. We'll see how it turns out, and it's going to be an interesting series. It's going to be a good one. So with that, we'll hit our final break. Coming up once we come back is going to be Queer Eye for the Sports Guy with Mick Ferrari. This is Talking Sports with Randy Harris, brought to you by PostShare.com. Everyone's
watching to see what you will do. This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
PostShare is the first mobile application that lets you post and share real-time content socially. Track the views and get rewarded for it. With an easy posting process, it's time you, the user, get rewarded for your posts. Download for free from the App Store and Google Play.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project, or maybe want a true partner for all your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions, and we want to work for you. For all your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business.
Randy Harris from Talking Sports and Knockout Radio for the Lockup Self-Storage. You know, one of the downfalls of living in Florida is no basement, so storage is always an issue. If you're in need of a self-storage unit, I highly recommend the Lockup. You'll be surprised how nice and safe the units and buildings are. All units are climate controlled for your valuable items, furniture, and they even have indoor boat and RV parking spaces. Call them today at 866-327-LOCK or thelockup.com. If you call today, you'll receive the first month for $1. Plus, they'll provide a moving truck and lock for free. The Lockup Self-Storage.
Have you ever wanted to ride in a hot air balloon? Well, you can with Orlando Balloon Rides. It's an adventure of a lifetime. Take a ride in a hot air balloon. You will fly with the winds on a truly amazing journey. Explore Florida from the orange groves to the theme parks and more. See it all from a whole new vantage point. Experience total excitement from start to finish. You will ascend above the treetops to several thousand feet. This is an experience of a lifetime. Visit OrlandoBalloonRides.com for more information. That's OrlandoBalloonRides.com.
With over 20 years of experience, Anywhere Transport is fast and reliable for all your pickup and delivery needs, anytime, anywhere. Offering custom rush messenger service and handling, we have maintained a broad range of services, which uniquely qualifies us to undertake new jobs with the utmost confidence. Call Anywhere Transport toll-free at 800-422-2888 or online at anywheretransport.com. Our prices are competitive and fair, with the goal of pleasing our customers. Florida's premier statewide rush delivery service is Anywhere Transport, spelled N-E-W-H-E-R-E.
Build your collection at Shooter's World. Refine your skills on the 5-star gun range at Shooter's World. Attend a class led by expert instructors at Shooter's World. Shooter's World is located at 116 East Fletcher in Tampa and is Florida's largest firearm store, indoor public shooting range, and training facility. Shooter's World also offers quite the unique and exciting venue for your party or corporate events. For more information, call 813-381-1111 or shootersworld.com. Shooter's World is a proud sponsor of the Players Show and Go Bucks!
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Elm Avery in Tampa.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Uriah Faber, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
And now, Mick Forhaer presents Queer Eye for the Sports Guy with Mick Ferrari.
You ever seen a grown man naked?
You came into my life, and my world.
Oh, boy.
Alex, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing fantastically. How are you doing?
Not too much, man. Flying solo today, I see. Where in the world is Randy Harris?
St. Augustine. He's currently at Marineland over there taking pictures with dolphins or something like that. I just posted something on
Facebook.
He's really
come a long way. Well, God bless him and good on him.
Right.
Flying solo today, Alex. I am thrilled to be with you. How are you doing?
Things are going well. How are things over there at Mick Ferrari?
Are great here at the hair salon today, but Randy Harris does not know what he's missing because this is a great weekend to be here in Tampa Bay. So much going on, man. What are you and your sporty chick doing this weekend?
Yes.
Well, let me give you some ideas, Alex. I seem to have stumped you. You know, it really is a great time to be here in Tampa Bay, man, because there is a lot of great stuff. You know, fall, when the weather starts to cool off a little bit, thank goodness, is when all the events seem to roll out, and it's just a terrific time. I know I am busy this whole weekend long. Tomorrow, as you know, well, it started last night, but tomorrow, as you know, is the Clearwater Jazz Holiday out there in Coachman Park. Always a great event every year, and this year it seems like they're topping it every single year with their lineup. Like tonight at 9:30, Spyro Gyra goes on, which I don't know if you're into jazz and that kind of stuff, but it's terrific. And tomorrow, our good friends Belinda Womack and Cool Reflections are going on like at 4:30. So it's a great weekend to be out there in Cochin Park if you're a jazz aficionado. But if you like the funk music, Funk Fest is this weekend too, man, at Raymond James Stadium. It's tomorrow, and Jill Scott's going to be there, who, you know, from all those Tyler Perry movies, and hip-hop legend Dougie Fresh, and the guys from New Edition, man, Johnny, Bobby, and Bill are going to be there. It's going to be great. Ross Transons, I think they're performing like a Heads of State or something. So they're going to be doing like all the old hits. That is going to be just a riot. And today, man, our good friends here in Pinellas Park from H&R Trains are putting on their 67th annual train show. Can you believe these people have been around this long?
Wow.
As a matter of fact, they put it on every year right around this time. It's a great time to get your family and your kids out there. They do train demonstrations if you're into all that kind of stuff. I know it always brings out the kids. They got a big awning set up. So almost like 70 years these people have been doing this, God bless them. And as a matter of fact, if you're looking for a good chunk of real estate, just to put it out there because I'm friendly with them, after they've been doing it so long, these nice folks at H&R Trains looking to retire and their property is for sale. And it's very hard to find a nice U.S. 19 fronted full acre of property here in Pinellas Park. So if you're looking for a little real estate investment, that would be something that somebody would want to look into. So it's a great weekend to be here in Tampa Bay. And next week, coming up Wednesday, which I know you're going to want to get your tickets for early, is the Circus Rainbow. It's coming to the Corner Store Center in St. Pete on 31st Street North. It's the gay circus. So it's going to be a good time. Don't worry. It's family-friendly, so everybody can go. But it's put on by these guys who produce all these big productions on Broadway, because, you know, if it wasn't for Broadway, if it wasn't for the gays, Broadway wouldn't exist. And they are putting on a big circus over there at the Cornerstone Center in St. Pete. It's going to be dynamite. It's family-friendly. It's cool. That's why they call it Circus Rainbow. It's something for everybody. But they really, really put it on big for, like, such a small circus. You know, a lot of these small family circuses still get around. And so it's going to be a good time all around Tampa Bay this weekend. And in my neighborhood in St. Pete, you know, I live in the Kiwanis Park area of St. Pete, our good friends, the Meacham family, is putting on the Radley Haunted House. Now, I used to hate these haunted houses when I was a kid, but our good friend Corey Radley always puts it on really good. Does a great job. It's right off of 38th Avenue, like on 19th Street. I think it opens second sundown. It goes to 11. And that's going all through Halloween weekend. So if you're into the haunted houses or the circus or trains or jazz music or funk music, there is something for everybody. And Randy Harris is missing out, Alex.
Plenty of stuff going on. What, pray tell, what makes a gay circus a gay circus?
Well, the Circus Rainbow is just the traveling circus for the LGBT community, so I don't think it's necessarily a gay circus.
Okay.
It's just run by some of my people.
Okay,
so,
gotcha.
Like I said, it's a family-friendly event.
Everybody can enjoy it.
I have actually attended in years past as a special guest, and it's kind of like Cirque du Soleil, but it's kind of Cirque du Soleil, but they do have like a lot more tradition. I don't want to give people the wrong idea that it's some, you know, like it's the Village People Circus. It's a nice family-friendly event. It's just put on by people from our community, because, you know, we love the show and the production.
You know, I think Mick will take it as a compliment when I say Mick just said a mouthful.
Yes, you guys should go check it out. It really is a good time, and it is really family friendly and something for everybody. But
very
I wanted
cool.
to put it out there, since Alex, you seem to be at a loss. It's going to be a nice weather weekend weather wise, and I know you and your girl like to get out and do sporty and active things, so get out there amongst them and enjoy your time in Tampa Bay, because Randy Harris is missing out, buddy. Taking his pictures with the Dolphins. God
absolutely, absolutely. Appreciate it, Mick. Great having you on, as always.
And you too, Soar. I have to tell you, man, your growth and progression as a broadcaster is an inspiration to all. I'm telling you, just leave little Harris go on the road and do his thing, and you just stay there in the studio and do yours, man, because you're doing a great job. Always fun to be on with you.
Thank you very much, Mick. Appreciate the kind words. Wow, that's a lot of stuff. As you said, that was a mouthful. So obviously you have, if you're in this Tampa Bay, St. Pete, Clearwater area, you have no excuse. If you need something to do, there you go. If you don't want to go outside, if you want to sit around and sort of be lazy, which is perfectly fine. There's a couple big college games this weekend for the Florida area teams. USF is traveling to Tulsa this weekend. Tulane is at UCF. Big one in the nation, number 21, Texas A&M, is at number 7, Alabama. Another big one for the national rankings, number 15, Oklahoma State, is at number 12, TCU. We have Missouri at Florida, big game for SEC fans there. And then obviously, I think the granddaddy of them all for this season up to this point, well, maybe not last weekend's Mississippi State-Auburn game. While I was very, very, I was crushed that Auburn would spot the number 3 team in the nation, 21 points in the first quarter. Can't do that no matter who you are. This is obviously huge for FSU as Notre Dame comes to the Doak. Number 5 Notre Dame at number 2 FSU. That's 8 p.m. on ABC. Going to be really interesting to see how that goes, if the off-field struggles for Jameis Winston is going to play into the game at all. Winston's attorney contacted the FSU Office of Student Rights and Responsibilities to schedule an information hearing. He had until today to do that. He did that on behalf of Winston. And so now they're waiting for FSU to get back to them to assign the officer that's going to hear this case. It's going to be one of 3 Florida Supreme Court Chief Justices. Now, Dave Cornwell, Winston's attorney, specifically said that of the 3 that had been selected, he wanted one of them struck off the list. And right now it's not clear who he had removed, but or really why. The purpose of the judge is going to be the person who decides on everything. He's going to hear the case, consider the evidence, decide whether or not Winston violated the conduct code for the students, and if necessary, levy any discipline. So Cornwell did say that his concerns are related to whether or not attorneys will be allowed to speak for the charged student, Winston. He's unsure if he'll be able to interview the accuser, and he's not sure if he'll be able to enter any of the accuser's past statements into evidence. Quote, "I'm not walking this kid into a firing line without the necessary weapons." So big words for him. This was a big show. Plenty of things that we talked about. Plenty of things going on this weekend. Definitely hope that everybody has a great, safe weekend in sunny Tampa Bay area. This has been Talking Sports with Randy Harris. I'm Weg, sitting in for Randy. Check out our title sponsor, PostShare.com. Check us out, knockoutradio.com. Follow us on Twitter at knockoutradio, at KOWEGS, and knockoutradio.com on Facebook. Have a great weekend, everybody.
You must have known I would stay.